This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. India has reported more than 300,000 new COVID cases daily for 12 days straight. Meanwhile, the South Asian nation is home to the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, and only 2% of the country's 1.3 billion people have been vaccinated, according to local reporting. The CEO of the Serum Institute of India has come under scathing criticism after his comments during an interview with Britain's Sunday Times. Adar Poonawalla told the paper, quote, I don't think even God could have forecast it was going to get this bad. The 40-year-old billionaire now says he was cutting the vaccine's price and that move would enable countries to obtain more vaccinations and save countless lives. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, told CBS's Face the Nation TV show, "We are rushing to aid India." However, the U.S. is also taking measures to prevent the spread of the virus. The White House said Friday that starting Tuesday, the U.S. will stop incoming flights from India. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in London for talks with his counterparts from G7 nations. The coronavirus pandemic, Russia and China, among likely agenda items during 3 days of formal meetings and side discussions. Iran and North Korea, two nations whose nuclear programs have been the focus of negotiations in recent years, are set to be discussed at a working welcome dinner Monday night. Blinken tweeted after arriving, "It was 8 years ago that the UK, our indispensable ally, last hosted the G7 presidency. It's good to be back among partners and allies for these discussions." This is VOA News. The Philippine foreign minister sent out an expletive-laced message on Twitter Monday, demanding that China's vessels get out of disputed waters. It's the latest exchange in a war of words with Beijing over its activities in the South China Sea. The comments by Teodoro Loxin, known for making blunt remarks at the time, following Manila's protests for what it calls the illegal presence of hundreds of Chinese boats inside the Philippines' 200-mile exclusive economic zone. Loxin said, quote, "What are you doing to our friendship? You, not us. We're trying. You're like an ugly oaf forcing your attentions on a handsome guy who wants to be a friend, not to father a Chinese province." China's embassy in Manila did not immediately respond to a request for comment. President Biden's call for authorizing Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices has energized Democrats on a politically popular idea they've been pushing for nearly 20 years. This year, though, they still lack a clear path to enact legislation. That's because a small number of Democrats remain uneasy over government price curbs on pharmaceutical companies. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will need every Democratic vote in a narrowly divided Congress. Otherwise, Democrats may have to settle for a compromise that stops short of their goal. Two White House officials say the U.S. Trade Representative will begin talks in the World Trade Organization on ways to overcome intellectual property issues that are keeping poorer countries from making their own generic version of critically needed COVID-19 vaccines. The White House has come under pressure over the issue, and the White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, says Trade Representative Katherine Tai will be starting talks with the trade organization on ways to get the vaccine more widely distributed, licensed, and shared. Klain and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the Biden administration will have more to say on the matter in the coming days. President Biden and Prince Harry were among several big names advocating for vaccine equity at Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world. Celebrities and political leaders on Sunday night appeared at the Global Citizens fundraising concert at a stadium in the U.S. city of Inglewood, California. The taped event will air May 8th on the networks ABC, ABC News Live, CBS, YouTube, and iHeartMedia. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.